T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. It's 14 years behind bars for the Bronx teen who killed a classmate.
Abel Cedeno told the court he was sorry for what he did and he wished he could take it back. He stabbed to death 15-year-old Matthew McCree in a Bronx high school 2 years ago. Cedeno claimed he was bullied because he's gay. Outside the courthouse, McCree's mother, Luna Davis, said despite Cedeno's statement in court, she is still waiting for an apology.
At no point in time throughout this whole trial, from day one, never received an apology from no one from Abel Cedeno's family or himself.
The judge told Cedeno, Matthew McCree died on the floor of the classroom when you stabbed him. The world will never know how many lives he could have touched. Carol Dioria, 1010 Winds in the Bronx.
The city announces that city homeowners are no longer on the hook for fixing damaged sidewalks caused by city trees.
Assembly Speaker Carl Hasty represents the Wakefield section of the Bronx. He was on a mission when homeowner after homeowner complained about the violations they received because a city tree uprooted their sidewalk.
Because if you got the violation and you wanted to refinance to get some funds to fix the property, the title company would come back and say you have a lien on the property, so you're stuck.
He sent pictures and made phone calls to the mayor's office to change the policy. Mayor de Blasio acknowledging
he saw this problem and he demanded action.
As a result, the homeowners will no longer get violations for sidewalk damage caused by trees. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds in the Bronx.
Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams hosted his annual 9/11 remembrance event this morning at Brooklyn Borough Hall. Susan Halbrand was there in honor of her sister Diane, who died in 2017 from a 9/11-related illness, cancer, that developed stemming from her assistance with the search and recovery efforts at Ground Zero. In fact, Diane hurried down there that day.
So it's true that Diane was on vacation and she ran to the towers as so many others did. She didn't consider herself a hero. She said it was her job to help people, and she did so to the best of her ability.
Tomorrow's anniversary at Ground Zero will begin at 8:39 in the morning with the first moment of silence at 8:46, the time the first plane hit the World Trade Center's North Tower. More than 950 taxi owners have filed for bankruptcy in recent years, with the value of their medallions plunging amid growing competition from Uber and Lyft. The New York Times says federal prosecutors in Manhattan have now opened an investigation into possible fraudulent lending practices in the taxi industry, which has left drivers buried in debt. Lenders who provided the loans have denied any wrongdoing and blamed the medallion owners for taking on too much debt. City Comptroller Scott Stringer is accusing the New York City justice system of criminalizing poverty. He's out with a new report saying city courts charge about $20 million a year in mandatory surcharges, and that those surcharges have led to dozens of cases where suspects are put behind bars because they can't afford to pay. In the wake of the report, Stringer is calling the city justice system a money pit that people just can't get out of. New Jersey toughening its already tough gun laws. Governor Murphy has announced that the state will no longer do business with gun manufacturers or any other businesses that fail to conduct background checks for weapons purchases and don't have policies prohibiting gun sales to those with a history of mental illness or certain convictions. Murphy says New Jersey will also apply pressure to banks that continue to do business with those companies.
Together, we could create a strong impetus for the banks we do business with to join us in keeping the public safe from the proliferation of guns. Public entities should know which banks are taking meaningful action to reduce gun violence and which ones are not.
The measures will take effect immediately. A couple of besties go viral. That is the sound of two-year-olds Maxwell and Finnegan running toward each other and embracing on a New York City street. Maxwell's father spoke to Pix 11 and says, no, it's not fake.
Definitely not staged, and it was just a lucky moment, and I got it on camera. And now with all the attention that it's getting, it's just going to be a great story to tell him when he's older.
He says he realizes it's getting a lot of attention, in part because this is a little black boy and a little white boy. He says if it can change someone's mind, it is totally worth it.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.